What I would like to add is the importance of the oncology-cardiology collaboration, and that it is only reasonable, particularly with the expectations of survivorship with adjuvant therapy for breast cancer, to be particularly diligent with these women in primary prevention of cardiovascular disease. And as a practitioner in this environment, I know how difficult it is when the woman doesn't have breast cancer. And then when you add breast cancer and the long-term effects of chemotherapy on the psyche, on the antidepressants that not uncommonly these women are taking, weight gain and fatigue that's associated with chemotherapy, it's a tremendous task to get people to maintain a healthy lifestyle and a healthy outlook. But one of the problems with subspecialty training is that we get so focused on saying, gee, well, I cured the cancer. Isn't that absolutely wonderful? They live 3 years, or they live 5 years, but that's not the end of the road. What we really have to figure out from the get-go is to institute not only a cancer-healthy environment for the patient, but a heart-healthy environment for these women with breast cancer, because they are inevitably going to develop some form of cardiovascular disease as they age, usually hypertension. And I believe that the prior treatment with chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery are going to predispose to worsening of those conditions. Something as simple as lymphedema. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable what women are told when they have lymphedema. You know, active, healthy women that I see in the clinic who receive radiation therapy are told, don't do anything in terms of physical activity because your arm is going to swell up. Well, somebody has to give them a little better, more targeted advice so that they can balance their arm swelling with the development of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, diabetes, because they're not physically active. So on a case-by-case basis, on a problem-by-problem basis, there needs to be a collaboration between internists, oncologists, and cardiologists for general health-promoting behaviors in these patients.